Traffic congestion is up 20% in Center City, Philadelphia over the past 5 years. And one of the big factors driving that uptick in ticked off drivers is the increase in deliveries. As Jim Saxa of WHYY's Plan Philly reports, city officials and delivery companies are trying to figure out what to do about it.
You see it all the time in Philly. A FedEx truck parking on the curb. A beer delivery backing up and blocking the intersection. And stuck behind them all, cyclists cursing and drivers lying on their horns. More online shopping means more delivery trucks making more stops, and that means more traffic. A panel of experts at the Delaware Valley Regional Planning Commission's annual conference took a look at this growing problem. One of the big issues, says DVRPC's Mike Ruane, is that old cities like Philly never set aside space for modern-day deliveries.
Without providing enough capacity for loading zones, it becomes a major challenge to accommodate those. And that's why we see delivery trucks parked on sidewalks, taking lanes. They're not doing it because they want to. Very often they're doing it because they have to in order to meet their schedule and serve their customer.
Right now, the city's considering a number of strategies to get delivery trucks out of the way of the rest of us, like swapping out some parking spots for loading zones. UPS's Urban Innovation Director Tom Madrecki says that's the crux of the matter.
Finding ways to better manage the curb, and what I mean by that is, like, there's only so much space, and so should a personal vehicle be parked there? Should a delivery truck be there? Is there any space for the delivery vehicle to go? That's where we see all these tensions and issues arise from.
So, no one likes traffic. And everyone seems to agree that we need to set aside space to make deliveries. But that still doesn't mean we'll get anywhere fast on this issue. On just the city side alone, a new loading zone policy would require coordination among six different agencies. Streets Department, the Parking Authority, the Mayor's Office, the Police Department, City Council, and SEPTA. And that's a bureaucratic traffic jam that's not going to clear up anytime soon. Jim Saxa, WHYY News.